Here I am, back again on my podcast, How I Feel. Before I get into this new episode, I just want to take the time out to thank each and one of you for listening to me and for subscribing to my podcast. And I also want to let everyone know that I am extremely excited to be on the Apple Podcast platform. So, let's get right into it. Today, I sat back and I thought to myself, what do I want to let my listeners know? Well, this subject has been a part of my life, all of my life. And it really hits home because I always wonder to myself, why do some men find it exciting, find it invigorating to disrespect women? Now, I'm a black woman, and you may not know, but I am. And I can only speak from my own experience as a black woman. So when I talk today, you know, I can only speak from the position of a black woman in America and, you know, my experience with black men. When I hear any black man disrespect a black woman, or let alone any woman, it sets off an alarm and it raises a red flag that something is wrong deep down inside of that man. Something is deep rooted that you cannot see, you know, with the naked eye. It's something brewing inside. It could come from a number of things. It could come from having an abusive mother, or maybe no mother at all. It could come from just growing up hating himself because of not getting the attention, the affection, the love from his mother. It could also just come from his life experiences, whether it be the friends that he had or the family that he was raised around, or maybe he was just taught from birth to hate women. No matter which way or which how, which way or the way or how or who the source is of why that man hates women or disrespects women, it really bothers me. It bothers me because we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman. Why do we hate our women? Why is it that women in general, all over the world, are hated? But we are the source. We are the only way that life can come through to Earth. I heard a man say to a woman that he hates her, he despises her, and of course he called her out her name, which I won't say on here because, you know, this is my podcast. I'm in a very intimate space with my listeners, and I just choose not to use, you know, certain words. But of course he used the B word. When I heard him say that, and it came from a place of anger, it came from a place of discomfort, a place of misunderstanding. It made me realize that the one person that he should honor, the one person that he should worship, that he should appreciate, he hates that person. But he fails to realize that he came from that person. Every man has had to come from a woman. It's just nature. There's no way to debate it. It's science, it's anatomy, it's nature, it's natural. So I want to really take the time to kind of dig deep into where that anger comes from. Why does it brew inside of so many men? I have a daughter. As a matter of fact, I have two daughters. And a lot of times the things that I hear, the words I hear that come out of men's mouth, boys' mouth. The things I hear the people say about other women, it scares me. It scares me because my daughters have to grow up to be women one day. And in the way that the world is going now, and the way that a lot of these boys are being raised, you know, to be men in the future, they're not getting any kind of grounded teaching. They're not getting a good source of how to be a man, how to respect and love and honor their mother. It could be from where their mother doesn't love herself, so because she hates herself, she pushes that onto her son. So now her son hates himself, and it's like an ongoing cycle. If she's constantly saying that he's ugly, if she's saying that he's not worth anything, or he's never going to amount to anything, he's hearing this every single day. He then creates a fear, and then creates a hatred towards her. That connection, where he connects the two, where he says, okay, my mother calls me ugly, my mother says I'm stupid, my mother says I'm not going to be anything, I'm going to always just be pretty much nothing in her eyes. He creates a hatred towards that woman. And after he gets that hatred towards that woman, it carries inside of him for the rest of his life, even into a grown man, and he still hates that woman. Now, speed up to his present day as an adult male, and he meets his first girlfriend. He hates her for no reason. She can be the best woman. She can be nice. She can be kind. She can love him with everything. She can, you know, cater to him. She can cook. She can just basically just show him pure love. But he will not receive it. He constantly talks down on her. He says she's not doing enough for him. She's not, you know, pretty enough. She's not skinny enough. Whatever he has, the little small pet peeves that he pushes onto her, that she's nothing. He's getting that from that little boy that was talked to the way he was by his mother, and the hatred he built for her for his whole 18 years of living. Now he's putting it into his new girlfriend and further down the road, wife. It's a vigorous, vicious cycle. And I just wish that we could stop and we could pay attention to how this is continuing to happen. I hear it all the time when I'm listening to men, you know, social media, when I'm just at the grocery store, when I'm talking to my peers, whether it be through college or work, or just talking to family members. I hear it over and over again, because there's a disconnection between the black man and the black woman. And a lot of times we don't go back to the source to realize it starts with the mother, because the mother is the carrier. The mother carries the baby and births the baby. So when she has that baby and that baby is in her hand, she has a responsibility to, first of all, love herself, know herself, and to do the inner healing within herself so that she can be a whole woman to that baby and that son, and she can give him everything he needs, and she can love him, she can teach him, she can nurture him, and she can be able to show him what it means to love a black woman. If a woman is not whole, if a woman is broken, if a woman is abused and she has not dealt with the trauma, she has not dealt with the hurt, the pain, the bitterness, the anger that's inside of her, it will fester and it will come out towards her sons. And her sons will suffer. And her sons will then become men that will hate women, that will rape women, that will beat women, that will just verbally abuse women, call women bees, call women hoes, and just not have any kind of respect, any kind of love for a woman. And then they will get that woman pregnant and have daughters. And then it will continue to go on into that cycle. We have to look back at the source. A lot of people don't want to hear that. A lot of women don't want to take accountability and look at that. But I'm a woman, and I'm a mother, and I have been through the steps of where I was abused as a child. I was, you know, hurt, damaged, all the things you could think of that were negative. I felt that way, and I was living in a place where I didn't love myself because I didn't receive the love and I didn't receive the affection from my father. Then I became a woman that didn't have any love or any high self-esteem for myself. Then I became a woman, and when there was a man that was actually a good man that came into my life, I pushed him away because it was too good, and I was scared of it because I felt like I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be treated like a queen. I'm not worthy to be respected. I'm not worthy to be admired and loved. But that man was loved by his mother. That man was respected by his mother. That man was nurtured by his mother. And she sparked something beautiful so that when he met his girlfriend, when he eventually married this woman, he respected her, he loved her, and gave her beautiful children. And now that he has daughters, those daughters are going to know what it means to be loved and what it means to love a man and to be loved by a man, because he had the right beginnings. There is a very thin line between the way that you create a monster and the way that you don't create a monster. And when I say that, I mean as far as with a child. Because when you're dealing with children, there's that one window of between, right between, I would say, 5 to 10 is when a child starts to really remember the things you tell them. They start to remember experiences. And when you are going through those experiences, when you're teaching them certain things, they hold on to it. If you're not careful, and if you don't pay attention to the words you're saying, if you don't listen to how you're saying it, and the way that your responses are to them and to their questions, you could possibly damage them. And you could make that boy a bitter, angry man that hates his mother and then turns around and hates himself and then feeds that and pushes that onto his wife. You have to be careful. You have to tread light, because the only way to fix this situation is through the woman, through the mother, because the mother has the responsibility. When a baby's born, that baby comes to the mother, lays on her chest, sucks from her breast, and you immediately bond with that baby. As that baby grows up and that child starts to walk and talk, now you're teaching. You're showing by example, not just your words, because words are not everything. I am so serious when I say this, because I had to realize this the hard way. I had to understand that everything I was doing, every action I made, every word I said, my children live off of it, and they repeat it. So I had to realize that I'm not just teaching by what I'm telling them, but I'm teaching by what I'm doing, my actions. Because actions speak way louder than words. So if you take anything from what I am telling you and what I'm giving you today in this episode, remember to always treat people the way you want to be treated, and always be careful of the words that come out of your mouth, specifically women, specifically mothers, because the words that you birth, the words that you speak, can possibly be the same words that can create the very thing that you don't want in that son and that man, because he is going to live, he's going to breathe, he's going to hang off of your every word and your every action. Be mindful, be caring, and be true. Again, thank you so much for coming by to listen to another episode of How I Feel. I appreciate you. I love you. And until next time, just be.
Mm-hmm.